From the top, do you want to talk about your mistake a couple episodes ago?
I am a garbage person, and I need to address somebody directly. Hello, Miss Nicole Byger. This is Amanda, and I keep fucking up your name, and I thought I corrected it, but then I just made an ass out of myself and kept saying it wrong in my initial apology. I am not worthy of you. That is it. Please ignore me. I am trash.
I'm sure she forgives you, Amanda Turners.
Oh, fuck you. Betcha she's been working that on that all week. fuck. Nicole, I'm sorry. I love you. I genuinely do. And that's it.
It'll be okay.
Will it? Will it? I don't know. Sam!
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, hi, girl.
Hi.
I scared her. Today, we are talking about episode 6 of Too Hot to Handle. It's called
The Bryce Isn't Right. And it is our... And it is our 6th and final episode.
Yep, we're done.
Of covering Too Hot to Handle.
Thanks for coming.
Buckle up. But seriously, we really want to get through this as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we're kind of checked out. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to be just as funny.
Yeah. I do have a couple of concerns. One being that you and I are both visually expressive as well as grunty when we are upset. So I'm concerned of the content in today's episode. So I'm going to have to put in a lot of effort to have some actual words.
Yeah.
To kick us off, I wanted to have a moment of silence to mourn the loss of Haley.
Oh! We'll get to that.
It's really red at the top.
No, it is not right at the top.
I feel like Okay, we'll get to it if you want. It's really quick, girl. Just because your notes are long doesn't mean it's
No. Two pages in.
5 lines for me. Let's go.
Shit. Okay. Sam is checked out.
I'm not checked out.
Sam has left the building.
Okay, well, I just snorted. It's because of my allergy. I'm so sorry.
Guys, we are 2 shots in.
Wait, that's what we needed to get through episode 6.
Yeah, minimum.
All right, for real, kick us off.
Okay, so you all remember where we left off, which was with Francesca going to Harry, being like,
all I want is to like... doesn't need to be quickly, but I would like to get back to the way things were with you and I don't really want to be spending my time in here with anyone else but you.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Boring. We cut back to them, you know, talking. Harry says,
you're so lucky, because the guy before today would have just been like, take a hike.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Buckle up, guys, because it continues to get worse.
And I just don't believe this. It's all an act.
Oh, because yeah. Give me some dialogue from the producers in this moment. Do it.
Hey, Harry, if you could just, you know, play it up a little bit. We noticed on your sign that you said you were stubborn. Really lean into that, bud. Really, really lean into that. Okay? We want the suspense to build a really stupid amount. Okay? Thanks, mate. As you would say. in Australia.
And we're rolling. Harry then is like, I'll take you back with some conditions.
A three-parter.
Three-parter. He has a thing for three-parters. Yes. His three-part apology.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape!
I want to start with my three-part apology.
And now a three-part contract or promise. He says,
number one, I want you to give me 110%. I don't want you to be fucking around with these other guys. Like, I want you to be invested in developing a relationship and giving me everything. Number two, communicate with me. If you're upset, no matter what about, tell me. The last thing I want is people around me upset, especially the person I care for the most.
He tells her, if you're upset, just tell me.
Yeah, let's be honest with each other. I agree with that.
Didn't she do that?
Yeah, I mean, she was the one that was like, well, do you want to tell them or should I tell them? And he was like, tell them what?
Boom.
Lie. Why is he putting all the bullshit on her?
Yeah.
He's putting a lot of responsibility on her, taking none for himself. Mm-hmm. Where was that? On his paper, he should have written narcissist. And then the last rule is, I don't want to break the rules.
Where's the teleprompter? That's what I'm looking for right now. Where's the teleprompter? Because this is produced.
Why now is he okay with not breaking the rules? I mean, it's all talk. But yes. I'm just saying, where the hell was this before?
And then, after all of this bullshit, Harry and Francesca get the green light.
And Harry promptly refers to Lana as a naughty little possum.
Lana, you naughty little possum.
Hey, look, the grunting. It's already started. Yeah.
They get the green light and they are not surprised about it, if you ask me. It is no. Overacting central.
What? Yeah. What? Oh my God.
Kel's like, God. The rest of us is super annoyed.
Because they get their green light and then they start kissing. And it's the reaction from the peanut gallery up at the Palapa is amazing. And Kel's is the king of one-liners. He's like,
Harry and Frankie kissed and made up again. Shock.
And he's like, as long as they don't lose me money, I'm okay. As he's counting his pennies.
Unfortunately, he and the rest of us still don't know how the rules work or who's going to be getting money or how much money. So
yeah.
Poor Kells is worried himself for no goddamn reason.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point, Kells, I'd just be like, I'm on an island. If these fuckers are going to be sticking their tongues in places they shouldn't be, I'm at least going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the money.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play on the beach now. Okay, bye. Y'all
bye.
Suck.
Bye, Harry and Francesca. Only not yet, because we get a combined two-camera interview. Harry and Francesca are talking to us together.
I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They're together?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
This is when I get my first real feeling that they're gonna end the show together and that they're gonna be together. Yeah.
Please tell us what the fuck Harry says.
He says, it oh feels God. Like coming home. Amanda is silent. But the facial expressions are here.
Who the fuck fed him that line?
That's what I want to know.
It feels like coming home.
Anyway, can we talk about how David is a sleep talker?
Yeah, girl. Cut to the next day. We are in the living quarters. Bryce is sleeping on the floor, clearly not an accepted member of the pack. And David is sleep talking about personal growth and bamboo.
It's amazing. Highlight of the episode for me.
Harry and Francesca are back to their old ways.
Oh, they're cuddling.
Haley is nowhere in sight.
I didn't notice. I legit did not notice.
Haley is normally attached at the hip at Francesca. So the minute I saw Francesca and Harry in bed together, I was like, where's Haley? Is she the one sleeping on the floor? But it was Bryce.
Matthew is kind of feeling a little beside himself, literally. Lana does her little chirping and she asks Matthew, how you doing, love? And Matthew is like, I don't feel like I'm making any connection here. I feel like I've grown, but I don't have any kind of like emotional connection with any of these girls. So Chloe, denied. Nicole, denied. Haley, denied. Francesca, denied. Rhonda, denied. None of the girls are doing it for him.
They're all kind of locked up too. Like Sharonda is happening, Harry and Francesca. And then I think everybody else is just kind of like friend zoned on both sides.
Yeah. And I think Chloe's just kind of like moving through the guys.
Right. And so. I get it. I get where he's coming from. But at the same time, Nicole also has no connection.
Yeah.
Kells also has no connection. So why are we only focusing on Matthew?
Yeah. This is foreshadowing.
We're getting cutscenes between the girls getting ready in the dressing room and the guys hanging out at the pool.
Yeah. Bryce is explaining to the guys that Chloe has a problem with him because he sucks at banter. Guys, start a drinking game right fucking now. Because the amount of times that the word banter or bants is used in this episode is insane, and you will have a great time.
Truly.
You will be trashed by the end of this episode.
Chloe, she obviously has one big issue with me. It's what she and you guys describe as banter.
Oh, what's happened?
He's got shit chat.
Yeah.
And no bants.
Yeah.
And Chloe doesn't like it.
So Chloe is talking to the girls, and she wants a geezer. And in America, or at least in our
region,
world,
the Rocky Mountains.
The Rocky Mountains. We're a bunch of polygamists. Sister wives. Chloe is talking to the girls and she says that she wants a geezer, which automatically I'm like, wait, what?
That's a bad thing. Like, that's old geezer.
An old geezer. Like, I'm picturing like an old guy trying to get a young thing, like Hugh Hefner, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing.
Me too.
But she's saying that she wants that. So I called my friend Google and I was like,
hey, girl.
Exactly. Oh, hey, girl. What is a geezer? So first off, it's an old man.
Yeah.
And it even says derogatory.
Okay.
But then it says informal, British.
Okay.
A man. So.
Not helpful.
I'm like, okay, so a gentleman or just a good man? I don't know. But basically, geezer equals man. That's it.
Oh, man. The amount of language used in this show for the UK listeners. I'm lost.
Educate
But I'm
us.
Having a good time.
Me too.
Temporarily. Temporarily.
Oh, temporarily.
Wow, I heard that way wrong.
No, girl, I got bad pronunciation. So temporarily, I'm entertained.
Yeah. And this is where Chloe kind of drops a bomb for those of us who are not paying attention, not Sam.
Yeah, girl.
And Chloe says, it feels weird not having Haley here. What?
It feels so weird how you're not being here.
I know.
Yeah. Literally.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to mention. You know, Haley kind of reminds you of this. Well, Lana may have given her the boot last night. But I was too wrapped up with Harry and Francesca to tell you. So why don't we back it up?
She's like, I was too busy watching the possum and the cockatoo making out.
Priorities. Priorities.
We knew. We knew. It was.
Yeah.
We knew. Give us something different. This was good. This was good shit that you just kind of glossed over for them making out.
Desiree gives us a cutscene back to the Palapa where Haley makes her departure. And what we're supposed to believe here is that Lana has kicked Haley out for having a bad attitude, whatever.
please. Healy went to the producers and was like,
I'm fucking done.
I'm done. I want to go home.
Yeah. They're in the palapa and Lana activates and kicks Haley out, and it's all super produced, and Haley is pretending to be super shocked and everyone is pretending to be super shocked, and everyone's kind of awkwardly avoiding eye contact with Haley because nobody yeah. really likes her. And what is Francesca doing?
Crying.
Yeah. And
Harry chimes in and he's like,
I wouldn't expect it any other way. Thank you so much.
Haley's a cock block, and Harry's real excited to have her gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, moment of silence for Haley.
Okay.
Moving on!
And then Chloe, totally and absolutely unprovoked, not fed, this line of, what do you guys think about someone else coming in?
Totally.
Funny you should say that. Let's go over to Lana for a damage report. Oh, look. New arrivals. Lana calls them chastity challenge people.
She does?
Yes.
Girl.
Oh, Lana. That shade. That shade, girl.
There will always be a fresh set of chastity-challenged people in need of my service.
So our new arrivals are coming in on a boat.
So there's three of them. There is a dude, Corey, hot. There is a girl, Lydia, hot. Three, Madison. Eh.
Not ugly.
She's not, no.
Episode one, I think. These people were referred to as grenades. The term grenades has not made an appearance in this episode.
No,
where's
not
the
at
consistency,
all.
Netflix?
Yeah, who the fuck edited this? Cease and desist. So everyone's beachside watching this boat come in. Like, the producers didn't tell him, everybody out to the beach!
Right?
I'm not gonna tell you why, but get the fuck out there. Anyway, boat's coming in. Two out of three hot people on a boat. So first, we meet Lydia, who I would like to say kind of looks like a Bratz doll.
Yeah.
She's got these big, beautiful, like, aquamarine eyes.
Yeah.
That are just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes into telling us that she loves sex. It makes her feel good.
That's what it's supposed to do, girl.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you said that, because I was thinking, if it doesn't feel good, somebody is not doing their job.
Yeah.
Or doing it incredibly wrong. That's my belly button.
Oh, God.
Nope, that's my armpit. Okay, dude, where the fuck do you think the dick goes? I reach for the bottom of the barrel for my jokes. I go, would Family Guy do this? As they're coming in, David sees her. I don't know if he actually saw her.
No, girl, he couldn't have.
I don't think so. And David turns to Kells and he says, shotgun. And Kells immediately busts up laughing. Honestly, I'm living for the interaction between these beautiful British boys.
Same. That was hilarious.
It was
I loved it.
Funny. Yeah. And it wasn't like, it didn't come off gross.
No, it didn't. Like, I think it was just to the new women, because all the women are taken.
Yeah. You know? Well, and fucking poor David has been dumped twice.
Yeah.
Rhonda and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Reminder.
He's acting like he wasn't dumped, though.
I know. Which is fine. Which is fine. David is super respectful. David and yeah. Kells are probably my favorite people on this show.
You dare say he's a gentleman?
I think so. He saved Middle Earth.
Desiree makes the comment.
Looks like temptation is back on the menu.
Is it? Is it? Moving on to the next person. Boy. Corey from Plymouth, UK. He's hot.
Corey is a specimen.
Oh, he is.
If he would have been here from day one,
oof.
He's... Francesca would have been all up on that.
Yeah, Harry who?
Exactly.
Harry who?
Crikey!
And Corey's telling us that he's a water treatment engineer.
Okay.
Is this someone who works at the sewage treatment plant? Is it?
I don't know because, okay, there is a water plant and a sewage treatment plant. They're two different things. And then he tells us that he's a part-time model, part-time selfie taker.
Oh, Francesca.
Yeah.
Here's your boy.
Yeah, meant to be.
Meant to be.
And then we get Chloe.
No one tell the new guy that I'm really dumb, please.
Okay, well, Bryce, it seems like you're canceled.
Yeah.
Like, that just kind of confirmed it. And then third, not hot, Madison, who's from California, here in the good old U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's a model and a stylist.
Yeah, model, hairstylist, really bad actress. Her facial expressions are just so over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
In her to camera and in her interactions with other people.
She kind of comes off, like, in her posing, like one of those people who is literally trying to be a model.
Yes.
And not doing it.
Yeah, there's that's people a good explanation.
Who have it.
Mm-hmm.
And can turn it on. She is not one of them.
Yeah.
And she tells us that she is here for one thing. One thing. And that is men.
Yeah. None of these three new people care about the rules.
No. They don't give a shit. And we get them saying that, mm-hmm. basically. Corey's like, I don't care about the rules. Lydia doesn't care about the rules. Madison doesn't care about the rules. And going back to what you said about grenades...
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it now. They're plants.
Yes.
They are plants there to fuck with everybody.
Yeah. And the producers really desperately want it to work.
Yeah.
We get Sharon to camera and a bunch of other people to camera talking about how they feel about the new arrivals. And Sharon says, Lana has thrown me another test. What test? What test? Because Rhonda is a 10 out of 10.
Oh, girl.
And these girls got nothing on her.
I was like, Sharon, we are going to have words. If you dump Rhonda from one of these hoes.
Luckily, he corrects himself real quick.
Oh, he does.
I think it's an opportunity for me to just prove how serious I am about Rhonda and about just me being better.
And we get a bunch of like people saying,
oh my God.
It's all fucked. It's fucked.
It's definitely going to change the dynamic in the group.
Who is this sex god?
Lydia's eyes have just caught me from a mile off. Oh my God, they're piercing.
Oh my God, hi, nice to meet you. By the way, don't fucking try because I'll kill you.
We cut to the new people interacting with all of the OGs.
Yeah.
And we're hearing more about Corey and Madison specifically. And as Manda says from the top, these people are plants. Their lines are also planted.
Oh my God.
You're telling me it's a coincidence that Corey is talking about banter when not once have we heard the term banter in this show. Until yes. This episode when Chloe is bitching about Bryce not having banter.
Yeah. Meanwhile, while he's saying this, we cut to Chloe and she is internally screaming.
Oh, totally.
Go have fun on it.
Banter is a word that we hear a lot around here.
Yeah. As long as I can connect with someone on like a spiritual and intellectual level.
Nicole's like, I don't have a type.
Not Nicole, girl. Madison.
Oh my God, why? Oh my gosh, all my notes say Nicole. See, this is Netflix. This is what happens when you don't include Nicole in shit. I can't edit it, but anyway, Nicole. Madison says, I don't have a type as long as I can connect with somebody on a spiritual and intellectual level. Hello, Matthew. It's just what you were looking for. Oh my God.
The eyes are a rolling.
I love reality TV.
We both really do. Yes.
But in this format, it is so easy to spot the bullshit.
Yeah. To the extreme. And
in some shows, it's kind of harder to spot it. This one, it's like they didn't even care.
What does Francesca have to say?
She says that she will fight a girl over Harry. She is also kind of marking her territory with Harry.
Oh, yeah. PDA Central.
Oh, yeah.
Once again with Harry and Francesca.
These two have no self-control.
Absolutely none. And Francesca is being really clingy.
Oh, yeah.
Because for some reason, she automatically thinks that all of these women are going to be all over Harry.
No.
Harry is loving the attention that he's getting from Francesca because mm-hmm. he loves to be worshipped.
I get you again, okay. Again, I like this side of you.
Told you the grunts would be present.
Dancing montage. For the second time. And it's still just as awkward.
Madison comes in looking like,
what is up with her socks? She is wearing white kids with her gold ice skater dress and a little over the ankle high socks. I don't like it. I kind of hate it.
Amanda's not here for it.
But everybody else looks like they're going to a rave. Glitter in their beards, glitter on their faces, little like stars stuck all over their faces. I'm kind of into it. And then while they're all dancing, Lydia gets down on all fours and starts twerking. And we get David saying to us, her bum is insane.
Oh, David loves the bum.
He loves the butt.
He's an ass man. David is bursting at the seams. He hasn't gotten it in 7 days now from my calculation.
I don't know how
much time has passed.
Netflix. How long have we been here?
A little on-screen text.
Yes. Saying like 2 weeks into the retreat, a day into the retreat.
It would be really helpful.
It's not that hard.
Not at all.
During the whole montage, Corey is dancing with Chloe, but he is super into Francesca.
Calls her a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
She's super fit. She's sick. Whatever it is this geezer says.
Oh, girl. You nailed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So proud of you. You American swine. Oh, my God.
So this is our foreshadowing that Corey and Francesca are going to cause a little bit of drama.
And or Chloe is going to be stuck in that situation again.
Poor girl.
Where she's into a dude and he's into Francesca.
They start kind of breaking off into groups to have their casual, non-official dates. We start with Matthew and Madison. To sum up, it goes nowhere.
This is so horrible.
I'm sure if I had a romantic connection with someone, I'd want to hook up with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to do something, I'm going to go and do it. Fuck it.
There's a saying I use that says, a bird can't fly if it's holding onto a branch. So, like, really, the real test is being able to let go.
Madison is like, she's checked out. She's not even really listening anymore.
Being new, this is pretty intense.
He continues with mansplaining to her.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I was honestly terrified.
I mean, I was definitely nervous.
I got some really good advice. The best way to cope with something that you're uncomfortable with is just learning to go with the flow. There's like, you can fight, you can flight, you can run, and then you can just like go with it.
And now I'm checked out. Because this is advice she's not asking for.
Exactly.
And you can tell on her face that she's just like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, they all, you know, they all trust who I am and listen to what I say. I'm going to leave
leave y'all to this.
See you later.
Yeah.
And then he ends it with, everybody here listens to my advice.
Right.
Which, do they? We don't know. Because, like Nicole, Matthew hasn't got a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden he gets wise that she doesn't give a shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he bails.
Yeah. So that's what we get of Matthew and Madison. The two M's go nowhere. M and M are not a match. Next, we move on to the next temptation, Chloe and Corey. And the cutscene is really weird to where it seems like Chloe and Corey have left the group and made their way into the bathroom where they have their own dance party.
And it's bad.
It's so bad. And at this point, Chloe is viewing this whole interaction as good bants.
Yeah.
Girl, it's not. It's awful.
It's awkward. It's so bad.
And then Desiree steals.
Thank you.
Our inner monologue of Chloe. Thank you.
I wrote down, she is stealing our job.
Let it be known that Amanda and I have not had spoilers for any of these episodes.
Nope.
Specifically episode 1 and episode 2, where we started the monologue of Chloe. We did not know that Desiree would be doing this down the road. That was all genuine, natural reactions. So Desiree is stealing our jokes. You are not going to be the third host of this show. So sorry, Desiree.
Cease and desist. Basically, they're talking.
So we start with Chloe asking Corey, who of the girls here do you fancy?
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then we get the on-screen text.
She straight up stole it from us. Straight up. She's like, please say me or something like that.
Yeah, on the on-screen text. Yeah.
And
it better be me.
It better be me. And oh, thank God, because he says, well, you caught my eye or something like that. But it's basically just stupid inner monologue. I don't want to say stupid because our material was good.
Yeah,
Desiree's
girl.
Material is bad because she stole it.
If you and I hadn't already come up with it, we would have been into it.
Oh, yeah. We would have been laughing so hard. But she stole our material. And I'm suing. Just kidding. Don't sue us.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We have David and Lydia. And they are accompanied by Harry and Francesca. You may call it a double date. You may not. And Lana activates on the beach by the bonfire. And honestly, from here on out, I'm all eye rolled and grunts. So... Amanda, will you please unpack this?
Yes.
For the listeners.
So they're all chit-chatting around the fire. Basically, Lana's like, hey, Harry, Frankie, I've noticed that you haven't gone after any of the newbies. So guess what? You get a fucking prize. Have the private room for tonight.
What? Yeah, out of the blue.
What?
Am I crazy?
No, I feel like they don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it. This was super fast and super forced. Where is this coming from?
Yeah,
the show is like, we've got like 2 episodes left. We got it. We got to get a move on.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's compare and contrast. Rhonda and Sharon literally making leaps and bounds in their relationship. Therefore, they get the private suite. Harry and Francesca, they make up.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Apparently, they have resisted the new arrivals. Have those arrivals even been there for 6 hours?
Wow. That's the threshold?
Also, congratulations. You're being super clingy and jealous with one another. You get a reward. No, that is not how a relationship works.
This is...
You know what? We are 6 episodes in. And no one... has gone for the whole quesadilla. Stick the P in the V, god damn it.
No. No, I'm over it.
So over it.
Hello.
I have noticed neither of you have been tempted by the new arrivals. This shows strength in your deepening connection. You have taken your relationship to the next level. This has unlocked a night alone in the private suite. The suite is the biggest test of chastity. However, there will be no further green lights this evening. This time alone is an opportunity to get to know each other more deeply without any distractions.
It was just so infuriating that they would be rewarded for, frankly, bad behavior with a private suite out of the blue.
Yeah.
The show, this is just such a poorly produced show, Amanda. It's just the worst of the worst.
Who the hell is running this thing?
I would love to know.
Oh, look, another grunt.
So they head off. The doors are open and they head off to the private suite.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are convinced that they can pull it off.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. You guys couldn't even last a full fucking day before sticking your mouths on each other's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see.
And we do see.
Because they're drinking, they're hanging out. Francesca is straddling him. Right. Which
always leads to sex.
You know, she's straddling him. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not helping. Yeah, they start making out.
Oh, fuck, money. Is there a bar?
So next morning, and we get everybody speculating on whether or not Harry and Francesca have had sex.
Bryce is like... Yeah, we're definitely looking at a max deduction.
So we have Harry entering into the bedroom with the rest of the guys to tell them what went down last night. And Francesca makes her way into the dressing room where all of the women are gathered to learn yes. about what happened last night. Talking about lovely things on how cute it was and how they took baths together. And pretty quickly, Francesca gets to the point of the fact that they had sex.
Yeah. And the girl's like, oh, really? Cut to Harry. And he's pounding his fist into his other hand.
Oh, yeah.
Making horrible sounds
mm-hmm.
about basically them fucking.
Yeah. The carnage.
The carnage. The cockatoo destroyed the possum.
Right. And it's just the direct contrast between how the women are talking about it and how the men are talking about it.
Like, we pounded it out and she's like, we had sex. We yeah. connected.
Yeah.
It's very, like you said, the contrast is very stark.
Yeah. And to camera from Harry, we get the whole, we felt like it was the right move in our relationship, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Okay, I'm honestly, done. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah. And then, you know, Chloe is saying that she feels bad, but she cannot find herself attracted to Bryce.
Right.
Let's rewind.
Oh, my God. Bryce. This is like Hazard. Like, beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Bah, 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 mm-hmm. bah, bah, bah. Now she doesn't like him.
Well, the kiss ruined it. Something yeah. happened with that kiss.
Yep. It was a bad kiss.
Yeah. And we learned about that last episode. But now that Corey is on scene, it's time to make it official.
Yep. And Chloe goes right to Bryce. Beach on the side. Beach.
Yeah. Great camera footage.
Yeah.
Thank God the cameramen were there.
Yeah.
Thank God wow. the crane was on scene.
Wow. It's like they planned it, but you know they didn't, because this is all super spontaneous and not at all scripted. Basically, she tells Bryce that she's not really feeling it with him.
Like, I don't know if you've picked up that I've been a little bit distant, so I just wanted to say that you are such a gentleman. Listen, when I'm speaking to you, like, I genuinely know that you're a really nice guy. I don't normally go for nice guys. I feel that what I need and what I want are two different things.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like Corey's walked in here and we clicked yeah. straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm still working out whether that's super romantically,
Yeah.
Because I'm still a bit wary. And
of course.
And then she talks about Corey.
Well, she fucking ruins the whatever this is. I'm just going to refer to it as a breakup.
Yeah.
She ruins it because she's like, oh, God, I don't even know how to talk about this. I have so much to say here.
Go for it. Let me have it, girl.
She basically tells Bryce that she doesn't like him because he's a nice guy and that she doesn't go after nice guys. Okay, number one, Bryce is not a nice guy. Number two, to women everywhere, do not say this to any man that you're breaking up with, because you're ruining that man for any future woman that he will be with.
Yes.
That is just a horrible rhetoric.
Yeah. Women don't like me because I'm a nice guy. Do you know what happens with that? They become bad guys.
Don't say that to anybody, especially not to someone who is not a nice guy.
Yeah.
In what world is Bryce a nice guy? I have sex with a different woman every single night. He is not a nice guy.
Yeah. Like, I understand that she goes for bad boys. Why not just say, I'm not really feeling it? Leave it at that.
Exactly.
Or even say, like, I think you're great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not working out. Why does it have to be like, you're a nice guy, but I don't do nice guys?
Instead, you're ruining him.
Yeah.
For any possible future relationship he could have, because he thinks he has to be a dick to women. So at this point, there's two things that Chloe has done to really piss me off. One is pretending that women have to be dumb in order to get the attention of men. And two is to put down men and make them feel bad about being nice, good guys. Dudes, girls like nice guys, period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
End of story. Yeah. Done.
Corey and Chloe, obviously they're similar, more similar, and I want her to be happy, but I just don't want her to be picking the wrong guy. I think that she will realize real quick that I probably was the better option.
Back to the palapa.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if you caught this. Lana activates and David says, what's up, you sexy little minx?
Oh, no!
He said it. He said it, girl. He said it.
David, don't let Harry rub off on you in all the above ways.
Very disappointed. Anyway, we learn that Francesca and Harry having sex has lost the group $20,000.
No.
And it's suddenly a big deal. And this scene lasts for like 0.2 seconds. It's not.
Yeah.
Even though somebody literally did the worst thing that you can possibly do in the show, this whole scene is lackluster, I think is the best way to describe
it.
Until
Matthew stands up.
I know what's coming. Do you?
And girl, foreshadowing this entire episode.
So far, I've learned a lot within myself. I've definitely gained just a deeper sense of peace. But I am missing the sexual temptation aspect of this personal journey. I just don't think that there's anyone here for me in that way. That, to me, is the piece that is missing to my puzzle. You know, I took the time to try getting to know Madison. There just isn't anybody here for me. I know now that I've got to reflect on my time moving forward.
And Matthew stands up. He says something weird to us.
There comes a time when the best way for a teacher to teach something is to remove themselves from the equation. I know this is that time for me.
It's dumb. He's trying to talk in metaphors 99% of the time. And 99% of them don't work. And so he tells everybody that his journey has ended here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel like he can go any further because he hasn't made an emotional connection with anybody.
Right.
And everybody is wrecked.
Crying. They're crying. He is crying. And I'm sitting here. And what I assume is Amanda sitting here being confused.
Girl, yes. Because
where the hell was this?
Exactly. And Nicole hasn't made a connection. No. Kels hasn't made a connection. And they're not leaving.
Yeah. And, well, just because everybody's so emotional about it. And even we get Nicole saying to us that she feels like Matthew's a big brother. And everybody's saying he was so helpful. He helped us all on our journeys. Where the hell was that? Why did we not see that? Why did we get Harry bitching the last five episodes? Where was Matthew being a good friend to everybody and being a good guy? I'm just annoyed because it seems like everybody really liked Matt.
Right.
And it's just stupid that we didn't get to see any of that.
Yeah. But also, I have the question of how many more days are there in this retreat? How early is he really leaving? Why is this so emotional?
Yeah. Again, on-screen text goes a long way.
It really does. Let's say bye to Matthew.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Bye, Jesus.
Nice knowing you. Nicole and Chloe are hanging out talking about sex.
I have been both of them in this situation.
They're just having girl time.
Oh, yeah.
And then Corey comes in and Nicole leaves.
Yep.
To give them some private time.
Mm-hmm. They are social distancing. They are about 6 feet away from each other.
Very true.
Good for them. Way ahead of the curve that is not shrinking.
Corey has apparently only come over to talk to Chloe to ask her to sleep in the bed with him tonight and have a cuddle.
Yep.
The whole purpose of the conversation.
Yep.
Not want to have some drinks, want to go on a date.
Want to get to know you better.
Yeah. It's let's have a cuddle tonight.
Yeah.
And then what?
They start making out. That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
Roll credits.
Roll credits!
That is the end of episode six.
That is the end of episode six.
So,
okay. Well, thanks everybody for coming to episode six of Who You Calling Trashy. We are calling this show trashy.
Right. We hope that even if you hated the episode as much as we did, you enjoyed our take on it.
Because we're better than the show. Let's be honest here.
Our only goal is to make you laugh. So if you did that at any point in today's episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a review.
Yeah.
A five-star review.
Yes, girl. Yes. Yes. Go on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what you like
or don't like, but we really hope that you like us because we like you.
So make sure you check in next week for episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle. And we will see you next Wednesday for Trash Day.
We love you, Trashy Pod Squad.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Cast, crew, producers, us, audience.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's going
on. Nobody knows. It's a shit show. All you know is there's corn in it.
What, girl?
It's a shit show. Corn and shit.
Ew.
I know. I said it. I'm disgusting. I'm trash.
Ooh.
Welcome to the bloopers.
As a sleep talker myself, I felt for David in this moment.
Oh, man, I am not, but Mike is. He has said some fantastic things. Both him and I have recently got into the Great British Baking Show. We had watched an episode where they were basically making biscuits, or in other words, like cookies and like breads and stuff.
Right.
And he sat up again and he was like, look at them. Look how fucking burnt the bread is. He's like, it's so burnt. And he walked back down.
Oh, God.
Did you do Urban Dictionary?
No, but you should do it.
How do you spell geezer? So the H or no H?
It's G-E-E-Z, as the British would say, E-R.
A geezer is a description word in the UK, which is used to define a man's characteristics. A geezer will be found usually outside of a pub with a pint in his hand on match day. They commonly like football, scrapping, beer, tea, tits, and Barry White. Geezers often acknowledge other geezers by greeting each other and saying geezer, followed by a nod and a thumbs up. What
the fuck? So they are basically football fans.
I don't.
But more classy, because British. So naturally. You're right, geezer.
Jolly-o. Oh, God.
I want some tea and crumpets.
We have no culture.
We do not. We are some American trash.
Who's the guy?
Y'all
from
know.
Who's the guy from Queer Eye that focuses on culture?
Karamo.
We need some Karamo.
We do. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and go, you uncultured swine.
I don't know that I can have dialogue here, Amanda, because it's just Irel Central and grunting for me. So give us the download of what Lana has to say.
The down
to
low?
Harry. You download. Said the... Download.
It's down low.
You can say download.
It's
give
down...
me the download.
Down low.
It can be both, girl.
It's down low. It's not download.
You can't.
No. No. I. No.
Girl, oh, no. Okay, I'm going to rephrase it. I'm telling you download is a thing.
Okay.
Give me the download of what's happening. Let me...
The down low.
It can be both, is what I'm saying.
Excuse me. I'm going to go ask Jace.
He's going to know. Are you...